I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap PCM football's Class 2A state semifinals matchup on Saturday against Spirit Lake at the Unidome in Cedar Falls, where the Mustangs fell to the Indians 56-28, a game heard live on 92.1 KRLS. Let's take a listen to some of the PCM highlights from the contest.
Robbins gets the call. He's around the right side. He's at the 35, the 30. He's at the wheels, the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. 20, Dinley knocked out of bounds at the 15. Adrian Robbins introducing himself to the Indians.
Van Dorp drops back to pass this time, and he dumps it off to his tight end, Shannon. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's in for an end touchdown. That's Alex Wentz. Touchdown, PCM. Mustangs got what the doctor ordered.
Robbins will get the call on first down, and he breaks one. He's at the 40, 45. He's at the 50. 45 40, 35 30, 25 20. He's got some room at the 10. Adrian Robbins busts a big one here.
We'll see what the Mustangs dial up here on offense. Big play here with 2:25 to go. Van Dorp drops back to pass. He's looking. He's flushed. He throws into the end zone. He'll be caught for a Mustang touchdown.
Oh, my. Harlan Shannon.
So now third and 10 for Spirit Lake. Ball at the 22. They're going to go into the end zone. It's going to be picked off by Robbins.
Robbins has it at the 10, at the 15, the 20, 25, 30. And out of bounds, Adrian Robbins makes a play PCM needed.
The Mustangs fell behind 21-0 at the end of the first quarter and did what they could with damage control the rest of the game, but had a difficult time slowing down the high-octane Indians offense. The Mustangs scored 21 points in the second quarter thanks to Gavin Van Dorp touchdown passes to Alex Wendt and Harlan Shannon and a 17-yard touchdown run by Adrian Robbins, but Spirit Lake also scored three times in the second quarter thanks to two receiving touchdowns by Dylan Stecker and one by Ethan Stecker. In the second half, Robbins scored a rushing touchdown to close the gap to 14 points, but Spirit Lake tacked on two more touchdowns to put the game out of reach and win the hard-fought contest. Robbins rushed for 294 yards and two touchdowns in the loss, while Spirit Lake receivers Dylan and Ethan Stecker combined for 274 receiving yards and four touchdowns. Spirit Lake quarterback Caden Lunt threw for 374 yards. The Mustangs had 324 yards of offense compared with the 534 yards for the Indians. PCM coach Greg Bonnet said it was a great season, and his team just ran into a tough Spirit Lake squad.
I think we just had a lot of fun. We really did. They're great guys to be around. They tried hard. They did their best. No doubt about it. They did their best. I mean, I got to take my hat off to the Spirit Lake team because they got some guys over there. Boy, I'm gonna tell you, they're well coached and they got some guys. Our guys had a great season. We just kind of ran into a buzzsaw today.
Bonnet added that it was hard to overcome the slow start for his team.
You play against a really good team in the Dome, and there's no room for error because they'll capitalize on it. And that's kind of what happened to us. I mean, I think we gave up more points today than maybe the entire season. But it started out bad, and it didn't get any better.
PCM seniors Finn Wilson, Caden Clark, and Adrian Robbins talked after the game about what it meant to play their high school football career for the Mustangs.
Couldn't ask for any more. I've known these kids since preschool, every single one of them. It feels great going out.
When I was little, watching these guys play, I thought they were superheroes, and I hope I left that same impact in the program, and I hope I inspire the next generation to come play for us, too.
It's meant a lot. Playing with these guys has created a lot of lifetime bonds that I don't think I'd ever have made without football. So I think that's what means most to me. My coaches, they're like family to me. They're like a bunch of dads to me. And that means a lot. Just the family bonds that football's created for me.
Robbins adds that he appreciates all the support he received during his football career at PCM, and he wants to be an inspiration to others who want to pursue football.
It just means a lot. We have a really supportive community. I have a lot of supportive friends, a lot of supportive teammates, and, coaches that are willing to do anything for you. So that means a lot to be able to play for this team, and it's definitely a pleasure. So I inspire everyone that in the PCM community and really all over the state to just join football. It's really good. You create a lot of bonds that are lifetime bonds.
PCM finishes the season with an 11-1 overall record and will look to see if they can punch their ticket to the Dome again next season. For KNIA KRLS Sports, on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, I'm Clayton Sampson.